Hey everyone, it's Octavia with Faith to Believe podcast, where every message is to inspire you. Let me tell you, I am just on an emotional roller coaster these past couple of weeks, and the new year has just started. I'm telling you, I have been up and down with emotions and emotions and emotions, and I don't know why. No, I do know why. So let me not say I don't know why. So I have been going through different feelings and emotions due to a lot of different things that's happening in life, and mainly with being an entrepreneur. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. Let me repeat, being an entrepreneur is not easy. It's not easy being a boss. It's not easy being the boss, right? And so with that being said, I have just really, truly been in my feelings and not understanding the process of what's happening. Or let me take a step back, not wanting to trust the process that God has in store. And I have just been in my feelings and feeling very emotional, feeling very vulnerable. And I had to, you know, really like dig into some, not only me time, but some understanding of what's going on mentally and emotionally, like what's happening in the universe, right? And so that's causing me to be thrown off. And I had to really check my feelings. What am I feeling? What is going on the inside of me? And what's causing these feelings to kind of erupt on the inside of me and cause me to be this emotional wreck. So what does this emotional wreck actually look like? It looks like me crying. And like, I can just have a conversation and I just start to cry. And it's like, what the heck is going on? I'm writing papers and it's like, I'm crying. I'm having a conversation, with one of my coworkers, my colleagues, and I'm crying. You know, I'm looking at my children and I'm crying. Let me tell you what happened to me. This has just happened to me on Tuesday. And it's just so strange, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm working on these papers, I'm trying to get these papers in because I'm at a deadline, and I call one of my girlfriends and I'm like, hey, I need to just go out. Like, I need us to just go out and grab something to eat. Now, mind you, it's not like I can eat but so much, right? I'm on a spiritual fast and it's like I just feel super emotional just being on this fast. This is not the first time that I've fasted, but I am on this spiritual fast. And so there's certain things that I just cannot eat. There's certain things I can't eat certain times of the day. And so I just tell her, like, I don't really know where to go because there's really nothing that I'm able to eat. And she's like, all right, let's just go to Barnes and Nobles. I need to get a book. You love Barnes and Nobles. Let's just go there. So I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to go there. I kid you not, maybe 15 minutes later, I text her back like, yeah, no, I can't go. I don't want to go. I have to sit around the house and wait for the plumber to come and he needs to fix the sink. I totally forgot about the plumber fixing the sink. I totally forgot about that. So I'm in the house and I'm like, I have to wait for the plumber. So we're going to have to catch a rain check on us being able to go out. So she's like, all right, just hold your head up. You know, she sent me a little prayer. Go ahead and pray. You know, you got this, you know, that pep talk, like, girl, you got it. Get out of your feelings. Like, I don't know what's going on, but get up there. Right. You know, checking in on that strong friend. You know how we say you got to check in on your strong friends. Right. So I'm like, all right, that ain't work. I was still feeling like, what? Still feeling like that. And so I got up and I don't really know where I was going or what I really wanted to do. I wasn't really sure. So I got up, I sat inside the dining room, sat there for a second. Then I said, you know what? Like, I need a hug. So I was going downstairs to my son for my sons to give me a hug. And like, when I got up to go downstairs, like, I just was crying. Like, my eyes was all watery and just crying, and not the boo-hoo cry, just the crying, the tears, you know, like that silent cry, right? But just letting those tears flow. And Next thing you know, I was walking down my stairs and I fell. I fell down a whole flight of stairs. Like I probably fell from like the fifth step from the top. Fell down the stairs. Next thing you know, my son comes out the room. He's like, "Mommy, are you okay? What happened?" And I'm just crying. Like, he's like, "What happened?" So he thinks something wrong. I'm like, "I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. Like, I just was coming down here to give you a hug. Like, I just needed a hug." And he was like, "All right." So gave him a hug. And I was just holding on him so tight. Like, it was just like I just needed that hug. I was just holding on to him so tight. And so he gave me the hug. He helped me back upstairs. He was like, "I'm coming right back upstairs, Mommy." So he finished doing whatever he did. He came back upstairs shortly and he was like, "You okay? Like, you want to talk?" And I'm like, "I just feel overwhelmed." I said, "I just feel overwhelmed. I said, I don't want to burden you, but I just feel overwhelmed and I have to get through this. I don't know what this is, but I know I have to get through it." And so he was like, "Well, Mommy, I'm here if you want to talk. You know, I'm going to go back downstairs, but I'm here if you want to talk." So I'm like, "All right." Still didn't get out of my funk, but I felt a slight bit better, right? I just felt better. And when I started sitting there just thinking about, why are you in this funk? Why can't you just shake it, Octavia? Like, this is what you tell, you know, this is what you tell your clients to shake it. This is what you tell your team to shake it, right? And not shake it just using those words, but you give them the tools, right? Like, recognize what's going on, recognize why you feel down, recognize what you're feeling, right? And recognize how often these feelings are happening, how often these things are taking effect on your life and on your mind, right? And causing you to be stagnated. And so I'm just thinking, and I'm like, I have so much to do. Like, I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of work school-wise. I have a lot of work business-wise, just building up the business and providing clinical supervision to, you know, to interns and being able to be this wife that my husband needs. My husband needs me to be, and then being able to be this mom that my children needs me to be. And so it was just like everything was just kind of attacking me, and it was like, no, like, I'm not. This is not what's going to happen. I'm not going to allow all of this stuff that I'm doing, which is necessary in my life. Everything that I'm doing, I compartmentalized things, wrote things down, zoomed in on what's necessary. I'm not going to allow this to stress me out. I'm not going to allow this to stagnate me. I am taking back my life. I am commanding my day. So what did I get up and do? Honey, I got up in here. I went and got my oil. I put my music on, my worship music, and I prayed this house down. I tell you, I opened all the windows. I prayed. I walked through each and every nook and cranny of this house, and I prayed, I prayed, I prayed. Let me tell you, by the time my husband came back in and he was like, "You're not going to close the windows? You're not cold?" I was freezing, but I needed to let out all the bad air. And I needed to get in some good fresh air. But what I really truly realized is that my feelings are fickle, right? Like, that doesn't mean what I'm feeling is not real, but it means that my feelings are temporary, right? So if my feelings are temporary, why am I trying to make permanent decisions in a temporary state? And so I had to really think about that. Why am I making permanent decisions in a temporary state? Because my mind was just like, "Oh, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this." Not suicidal wise, but just on some, you know what? I'm going to give this up. 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 And God had to show me, like, how are you giving up something that I assigned you to? How are you giving that up? You're not going to give up anything that I assigned you to. And it was more so like that conversation with the Lord, like, "Yeah, God, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. I can't do that. You don't see that I'm overwhelmed. You don't see that I'm frustrated. You don't see, you don't see, you don't see." And so God had to show me, yeah, I do see. And I also see that I assigned you this task, and I assigned this to you, and I also assigned this to you because you can handle it. You have to step outside of these temporary thoughts and feelings and start being about my business. You have to start trusting in me, faith, so to do the things that I have called you to do. And yes, to the outside world or to the average person, it may seem like a lot. But I created you in my image. I knew you and formed you in your mother's womb. So I knew the plans that I had for you. And this is a part of your plan. And so right now you're going through a test. And are you going to pass the test? Or are you going to allow this season to pass you by and pick it up in another season? And I had to humble myself. Like, okay, God, I hear you. All right. All right. What do you want me to do? How am I supposed to do it? And then God just began to speak to me. He began to download on me the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. Like, this is not of you. Stop thinking that this is you, that you are putting these things in place. You're not putting anything in place. So because you're not putting it in place, because you're not putting it in place, you can't give up on it. This is what I called you to do. And this is what you are going to do because you are going to be obedient. And I was like, okay, Lord, okay. And so I realized when circumstances causes me to question my faith, I had to go to 1 Peter 1:7. And this is an NLT version. So again, 1 Peter 1:7. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong, many trials, it will bring you much praise, glory, and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. And again, it's 1 Peter 1:7. And I had to understand and I had to keep on repeating that these are just trials that I'm going through. And it's just showing me that I need to trust in God more. And don't fall back on my flesh and what my flesh is saying I need to do and what my flesh is saying that I want to do. But step into the authority that God has given me. Walk as God has ordered my steps. And so I share this with you today because sometimes we need a pick-me-up. Yes, you got to check on your strong friends. You have to ensure that what you are going through is not going to be for the long haul. That what you are going through is not for you. It's for someone else. So this little cycle of emotions that I went through these past couple of days, it had nothing to do with me at all. It was for someone else. So I can be able to share my testimony with you all. So I come to you and I tell you, recognize how you feel. Don't put it to the side. Don't ignore it. Recognize how you are feeling. Understand why you are feeling this way. And even ask yourself. I know people say, oh, don't talk to yourself because that's crazy. Yeah, forget them. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What do I need? Ask yourself those things. What am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? And what do I need? Sometimes we have to step away from the chaos and get a clear picture of what it is that we want and what it is that we need. Sometimes we have to step away from the same old and get into something new, and that's perfectly okay. New beginnings are coming. I don't know who this is for, but new beginnings are coming. And it's okay to change. It's okay to let people fall by the wayside. It's okay to step in the position that God has given you. It's okay to say no. It's okay to end that friendship that you had for so long, what was doing you no good. It's okay for those things to happen. It's okay to walk away from family members that are not benefiting you in your own family. It's okay for you to be able to do that. Because if you can't step away from the old you, how can God create in you a new you? So you have to remember that you are worth more than anybody else can ever see and say about you. And so you have to be able to value yourself and understand that the feelings that you have, they're definitely real. However, those feelings are also temporary. And you can no longer make a permanent situation out of a temporary stay. So I'm just thanking you guys for being able to be a part of the Faith to Believe podcast. And please continue to look out for more episodes that are on the way and loading. And I thank you guys. But most importantly, please, please, please remember whose you are. And remember who you are in Christ. I'm signing off. I thank you. Have a good night.